The Charter Oak. The Charter Oak is an integral part of Connecticut's heritage and existence. If not for the famed Charter Oak, Connecticut and even this country might be a very different place than it is today. On October 9, 1662, the General Court of Connecticut formally received the Charter I from King Charles II by the suave diplomacy of Governor John Winthrop, Jr., who had crossed the ocean for that purpose. 25 years later, with the succession of James II to the throne, Connecticut's troubles began. On the night of October 31, 1687, Sir Edmund Andros, who had been appointed by the Crown as governor of New England, arrived in Hartford with an armed force to demand the charter. He challenged Connecticut's government structure and demanded the charter's surrender. In the middle of the heated discussion, with the charter on the table between the opposing parties, the candles were mysteriously snuffed out, darkening the room. When the candles were relit, the Connecticut Charter had vanished. Heroic Captain Joseph Wadsworth saved the charter from the hands of the British, and concealed it in the safest place he could find, in a majestic white oak on the Wylie's estate. This famous tree, the Charter Oak, finally fell during a great storm on August 21, 1856. The stately tree was already more than 500 years old when it served its spectacular role as a hiding spot for the precious document. Wadsworth's bold move served to preserve not only the document, but the rights of the colonists. Joseph Wadsworth was the great-great-great-great-grandfather of Edwin Marion Whiting.